Hey guys, and welcome to Adventure EXE. My name is Fox, and I play Beetle, the level 7 Potu Kokra Rogue.
I am Stacy. I play Nara Corste, the level 7 Fallen Asmar Ranger.
My name is Marcus. I play Horace Allwright, the level 7 Tiefling Warlock.
And I am Matt, the Dungeon Master.
All right, it's been a while since we've all played together.
We need to get Matt more complicated lines.
I know. I get it so easy. Yeah. I don't have to remember a number or anything.
Yeah, you do go so far to say Dungeon Master. You could just be like, I'm the DM. Like, really cut it down.
That's true.
So.
Say I'm the Doom.
Or
the
I could just say I'm Matt.
Yeah.
And let everyone figure it out.
Yeah, that's true. But like, that guy.
All right, so this is an interesting turn in the campaign. We came back from the elemental plane of air. Lots of shit had gone on. The city's in ruins. Most people are gone. And we are currently going to the train yard to get as
supplies.
Much as we can. Yeah. And probably go to Horace's train car, too.
Yeah. We gotta hoof it across the entire, like, landscape, I guess.
Decaying landscape.
Yeah, the trains aren't working anymore.
Who knows how much time has passed?
I think it was, like, 2 weeks.
Well, Bindle looks worse for wear.
Bindle, you've aged
Bindle's
horribly.
Never looked great.
Yeah, that's true.
Bindle's
yeah.
like 90 years old, but it's only been 2 weeks. What happened?
Bindle does look a little bit worse for wear, for sure.
He's got ticks.
He's a bit haggard.
He's got diseases of parrots.
And yet you love him, so think about your taste.
He's a handsome old man.
I wouldn't describe him as handsome.
Yeah, greasy maybe.
Or man.
Greasy just makes him moisturized.
Yeah, that's a great point.
At least not dry, huh?
I call him a hot old bird.
I prefer my men drier.
Well,
for
I'm
sure.
dry as they come.
That's true. You're a dusty Ugh. Dry.
You
what a compliment.
Thank you.
I just want to point out the combination of your moth dust and his grease could create quite a paste. Something to think
this
about.
Is disgusting.
Highly flammable.
That's so fucking gross.
Highly flammable indeed.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, we'll keep that in mind. You could
That's
be a phoenix.
Interesting.
You
it's
be
a tinder
phoenix.
Box of a relationship. Yeah.
The first time we have sex, it's going to be like explosive. In more than one way.
Yeah. Please warn us for many reasons. Yeah. I don't want to be around for any of that.
So we are heading towards the train yard.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so you've been back for just a short time now, but you definitely have very quickly gathered, like, things are indeed as dire as they first appeared. The air has a sort of an acrid scent to it.
Ugh.
There's an almost orangish, yellowish hue to the sky. As the day sort of trudges on, you notice there's just like this, in the distance you hear the sounds sporadically of like combat breaking out and screams occasionally.
You know what? Is that kind of like Vancouver in the summertime? Like, you know, civil unrest, smoke from forest fires.
from weed smokers on the beach.
Bad smells.
Cyclists getting hit by cars.
Yeah. It sounds very
Screams
familiar
coming
to me.
As they flail on the ground.
Roving packs of coyotes dragging people
werewolves.
Into the woods.
Yeah.
We were going to talk about the werewolves in Vancouver on this podcast.
We're not supposed to bring that up.
We have a legal obligation to not mention it.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Okay.
Okay, so things that are bad.
What's the site of the train yard? What's the state of the train
yard? Well, you haven't quite made it there yet.
Oh, no.
We're being sneaky, though, right? We're trying to like keep our low profile?
Yeah, I mean, I assume so.
Yeah, do we roll for stealth, or just, are you okay with...
Are you trying to be fully stealthy? Okay.
Well, I think so.
I think it's going to slow us down.
Yeah, I'm not being particularly stealthy.
I'm worried.
It's a chaos time. They're not worried about us specifically.
Let's see how stealthy Beetle can be.
Yeah, let's find out.
Sure. You really want to hear that?
Yeah.
Not very stealthy. 11.
What a shock.
Shocking.
We're shocked.
You're using your pants of spider climbing to just walk on walls
on
and be like,
wall.
Check this out.
But like
Look at
you're
this.
Like flattening yourself against the wall as you scuttle across it.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while. We've been in the airplane. This is different.
It is different.
Elemental
it
plane
of
different.
Air. Yeah. The airplane is what some people call it.
It's too long to sail that. So.
Yeah. That's why they call airplanes, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You come to a crossroads that, if you keep going straight, you will eventually end up at the train yard. There's a sign that, like a signpost that points to things that go in various directions. And the signpost that points to the rail yard, which has like text, printed or engraved in it that says rail yard. Someone has, splattered with red paint, a skull with crossed out eyes, over the engraving of rail yard.
Do we feel like this could just be a anti-fur protester?
Is this just Banksy? Okay. Ask Bindle, say, you've been around. What the hell is this?
Yeah, I haven't been to the rail yard in a couple days. I don't remember seeing that sign, but I'm sure it's fine. I can't imagine, you know,
think there are a few other scavengers like me out here.
Have you seen bloody skulls elsewhere in town?
Well, yeah, there's a group of bandits that are guarding the main gate to the town.
What's their name?
They don't really have a name. They're just like sort
just
of
a crew.
Survivors, but preppers.
They
usually
don't sound very organized.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. That's more dangerous people though, disorganized.
They've been trying to fend off the werewolves and the crab monsters.
Werewolves, I knew it.
And
I knew it.
Yeah.
Crab monsters.
Yeah, there's
back.
Lots of crab monsters.
I'm significantly less interested in werewolves than I am crab monsters.
How big of a monster, like diameter wise? It's a crab monster.
Diameter, we're assuming they're very circular. I thought they were more like this guy
radius
over here.
Crab monster? It's like, I would say it's like if you can imagine the biggest horse you've seen, like a little bit bigger than that.
That sounds delicious.
That's
we can survive
of
on this.
Crab.
One crab, yeah. And we're eating good for like a week.
Oh.
So we just need to, what if we ride the crab?
So slow.
We'll be scuttling. No, they move quickly.
Scuttling is
we'd
a good way
sideways.
To get around.
We be moving sideways. Just got
to
be mindful about the direction.
I've been scuttling the whole time. You guys have all been shitting on me.
No, your scuttle is weird. It's
I saw them cut someone right in half with one snip of its scissor hand.
Yeah, but still sounds delicious.
Do you think we could befriend a crab?
You know what? I'm going to start sneaking for real. I know I rolled bad, but now we're really thinking about it.
So you're deciding to have a different role?
Yes, because things have changed. Now there are crab people in the mix.
Oh?
So you sneak better and or worse?
I want to shake myself out. I want to do a couple stretches. I want to
So you're just a cloud of moth dust?
Yeah, I'm shaking it all out, Matt. Can I roll again? Because we've finished walking and now we're standing.
Sure.
Thanks, I got 20.
Okay. Oh, very good.
Did you actually get 20?
Yeah, I did. You can check
your
app.
Check the notes.
App.
Yeah.
Everyone's checking.
Confirmed.
I don't lie. I don't lie.
Now, what is everyone's passive perception?
Oh, that's a good question.
Where
that's
is it?
It's a great question. 9
10.
Is my passive.
You? Oh, no, you're not.
I got a pretty good one, Matt.
Yeah?
What do you got?
I got 15.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
That's very good.
That is very good.
And I would see a crab.
Yeah.
I would know how to see a crab.
So none of you notice the threat approaching you.
Is it a crab?
Not scuttling on the ground, but from the air above.
Is it a flying crab?
So what appears to be a cloud of like yellowish greenish kind of gas with like a face generally visible in the front of it.
Whoa.
Is all of a sudden coming upon you guys, and before you have a chance to really react, it like swoops down and envelops your group. Yeah,
even the
sneaky? How close together are you?
We're pretty
standing?
Close together.
5 feet.
I'm standing a little further away because I decided to sneak.
How far away are you?
10 feet. 10 feet.
Okay, so you're all enveloped.
What does it smell like?
It smells like death.
What does it taste like?
It tastes
close
like
close your mouth, bitch.
Death.
Have you tasted death before?
Probably. Oh, yeah. Old man.
So I need you all to roll initiative.
Oh, God, how do you fight what is not corporeal?
It has a face. That's all I needed to
all
know.
All I know is it has lips I can kiss. I want to give out one elk call at some point.
Wow, bringing it back. This has been quite a long time since you elk called.
I don't know if I can
do it
anymore.
You can do it while Matt's doing his thing.
This is a big point of tension for you.
This is not the one. That's okay, though.
I did it like several times the other day, but still, you know.
You just close your eyes and imagine yourself in the Arctic wilderness.
That one time when we were in Alaska and I did the elk call. And then I'll call back.
Was that in Alaska or was that in the Yukon?
That was in the Yukon, right before the border.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just want us all to know that.
Tricky little difference.
All right. What is everyone's initiative?
5.
19.
20.
Damn. You're so proud.
I know you were.
Mark is so smug right
That's
now.
That's why he asked us all to go before him.
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I knew.
He pointed at all of us because he knew that he was going to cuck us.
Well, I knew it. I was happy with my low score.
Consider myself cucked.
I want to see what you guys successfully or don't successfully do before I have to try something.
So, Horace, it's your turn. You begin your turn in this cloud of death, and you take 23 poison damage.
It's very effective.
It's like exfoliating your skin.
Here's the thing. I want to try to banish this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should know if the target is native to the plane of existence that I'm on. Oh, wait, no. If I do that, then it goes to a demiplane.
That's okay. As long as it's out of here.
Oh, fuck yeah. Get banished, bitch.
Or it takes a whole minute to get for it to come back. Well, we can be out of here.
Yeah, that's fine. We can book it.
Yeah. Banish it before it hurts us.
I'm going to cast banishment. Further. You're looking for a 15 charisma save.
So the cloud,
yeah,
vanishes it's out nice. Of existence.
Get fucked. Sorry, get fucked.
Dude, only you got hurt.
One of your two spells.
Yeah.
Spell slots.
So yeah. I'm going to take a short rest real quick.
Yeah, squat. Just take a pop a squat.
These are my new spells. Not bad.
Not bad.
I sneeze.
I vomit on the ground.
Yes,
I say do. To Bindle, I say, geez Louise, this is a dark universe.
Do you blow him a kiss?
I heard rumors about those things, but I didn't believe it.
Well, you know, if you let us know.
Is Bindle looking worse?
A little bit. It's looking green around the gills.
We can't stay here because it's going to come back in 1 minute.
Potentially.
So let's hustle.
Let's hustle. And I think we hustle to the only place we know that's safe, the train yard.
Yeah.
Yes, the safest place in
but
town.
But can you please be careful? Like, just as the chief strategist?
Sneak it out. Yeah.
I wouldn't say chief.
Chief strategist officer?
No.
No.
No. Yeah.
Never.
No. Vice president of strategy, maybe.
Maybe.
What do you mean, vice?
Yeah.
It's not fair. Well, it doesn't matter. The whole point is, I think we should sneak.
You go sneak it out.
You'd be a fool not to sneak.
We have 1 minute. Is sneaking going to slow us down? That's my only question.
This conversation is slowing 50%. Us down, so I'm moving in the direction of the train yard.
Okay, we're 13 seconds in. Let's walk.
I'm stepping away.
Okay, fine. We just walk.
Yeah.
All right.
No sneaking, but just like the barest of sneaking.
And we're being perceptive. We're paying attention.
Are you moving quickly or?
Normal.
So you're walking at a leisurely pace. Restful pace.
No, we're hustle walking.
I think we're
walking.
Hustling it.
We're hustling.
We're like at someone at a mall, but we know where we need to go.
We always have 1 foot in contact with the ground, so it's technically walking.
Yeah, we're doing speed walking.
As fast as it can possibly be.
Yeah.
Jesus. Right.
There's a lot of hip sways.
So you're moving at a normal pace.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, wow. Wow.
How dare you?
You described the act of walking.
Well, you can move at a fast pace. Is that what you want to do?
Your face is so concerning.
You're smiling.
Like, you're just saying those
you're
are two different
me
things.
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
Two
let's just, you know what, guys, fine. Let's go fast. Let's just
yeah,
get
we're going,
we're going
fast.
Fast.
We're hustling.
All right. You move at a fast pace and outpace the return of this.
Oh,
that's
God.
What I'm
living
trying
death
to say.
He was driving us there, but it felt like he was driving us into trouble.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe I was.
Oh, yeah, I know your face.
When you move at a fast pace, your wisdom passive perception score takes a penalty.
Oh.
That's fine.
That's fine.
It's already a 9. Yeah.
Well, let's move at a normal pace now. That's over. Mm-hmm. What do you say?
No.
I'm getting a little winded over here.
It's too late
here.
For that.
We're
you're
already
fine.
Hustling.
So you're hustling. Only a couple blocks away from the rail yard now. And this time you spot another one of those clouds flying overhead. But this time you see it ahead of time.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can we hide or?
We're looking up.
Yeah, you can try and grab a place to jump in a place to hide.
We try to hide.
Is it a stealth roll map for hiding?
Yep. Give me a stealth roll, please.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's doing it? Damn,
24.
I'm bad at it.
I got real bad.
Just flatten yourself out.
I could.
Ooh, those sound effects.
I like that. 16.
I got 9.
Okay.
I got 24.
All right. So the three of you find a place to hide with your aggregated stealth scores.
What about
you
Bindi?
Evade the attention of the
Bindle.
Cloud. Bindle is with you as well, and he's quite adept at hiding.
Woof. We
okay,
keep
so
going.
Do we get there?
Yeah. So you're only a block away from the train yard. You see there's a big sort of like razor wire fence has been erected around the train yard. And someone has spray painted in big block letters, keep out.
Do we have any wire cutters? Bindle, wait, what's in Bindle's pack?
Bindle's a robber.
He's got all sorts of stuff.
That
he's got crowbars.
Has to have some
he's
sort
got.
Of.
We'll just throw a cloak over it and climb over.
He's got
that's
hammers.
Fastest way.
Well, some of us could fly over.
We dig under like
he has
a dog.
Bedroll. He has a bedroll that we could sacrifice to the barbed wire fence.
Yeah, we can. We could share one.
Yeah,
okay.
Perfect.
All right.
I
we're
sacrifice.
Gonna use Bindle's bedroll. Flop it over the top of the barbed wire.
It's
and
like,
then,
hey, that's my bed.
And
I say,
lift each other up over.
Don't worry, Bindle. Yeah. We can figure something out. I have a big, pretty big bedroll, so, you know.
Also, technically, most of us could have flown, but it's more for Beetle than anyone.
Yeah.
It's for my ego.
And I give Bindle a little wink. It's more for Beetle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gives you a wink back that's a little...
disconcerting.
Is it like this?
It's
like
a heavy wink.
More of a wince, yeah.
Guys, is it like this? Look.
Yeah.
It's like a delayed blink.
It's like he hasn't quite figured out how to do it right.
That sounds right.
I get that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so then we hop over the fence.
You do.
Okay.
And we're on the other side of the fence.
And now we're keeping everyone else out.
Yeah.
We pull the bedroll back.
Yes.
So before you see a sort of a graveyard of... train cars. Some of them have been obviously looted. Some of them look burned out. Some of them are still in decent condition.
Hopefully horses.
You see a few splatters of blood, a few corpses laying around.
Cool.
And yeah. Before much time passes at all, like as you're just taking this all in, an arrow whizzes past each of you.
Oh, come on.
Wonderful.
And lands stuck in this, like the opposite side of that sign that's still in that.
Good news, guys. Fence. They have terrible aim.
Or it's a warning.
Yeah.
I hope they have terrible aim. I say.
Or it's a warning. That'd be fine, too.
I say, we mean no harm. We're just trying to get his stuff. It's in one of those train cars.
Yeah.
I'm going to get another initiative roll from everyone.
Fuck us. Okay.
The thing about being an assassin is you don't want to fight unless you have to. You hear that shrill ass bird out there?
Yeah. I thought that was like the dryer. That's a bird. I can bird. See it's a bird, yeah. I can hear it's a bird now.
It's a bird.
Coming out, though.
It's a bird theme campaign. If it comes through on the audio, it's not
yeah,
bad.
It's just Bindle freaking out.
I wouldn't say
out.
The whole campaign is bird themed. There just happens to be a lot of bird there's creatures bird within it.
80% of what we've seen is flying.
That's true. There's a lot of flying talk.
Well, not just birds can fly, though. Humans can fly on an airplane, so.
Wow. You mean falling? Profound.
just my thoughts.
You know, dogs can also fly on airplanes, so yeah. It's not just birds, guys.
It's not just birds, everybody.
Anything you put on an airplane can fly. An elephant's flown on an airplane, so yeah. We should all take note.
And I saw elephant.
What's the rest of the sentence?
Yeah. Speaking of, have you guys ever heard of the movie Dumbo Drop?
Dumbo Drop.
Oh my God, it's so terrible. I watched it during a birthday party, my own birthday party as a kid. And like we stopped the movie like a quarter of the way
was
through.
It violent?
Did Dumbo go into Vietnam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what they like draw. And we were like, it was so convoluted and stupid. Oh. And like,
yeah.
It seemed like a kid's movie and it was not.
It was not
terrible.
A kid's movie, no.
Oh shit. No. We watched Full Monty when I was like in grade 7.
Oh yeah. We watched that as a kid.
Because we thought it was really going to be like racy and fun, but it was like about middle age, like stress.
But it was also fun. It was like
it's not for a 12-year-old.
That's when I watched it, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I was different. I'm built different.
But I would say Demo Drop, just boring and like bizarre.
We don't recommend.
No.
The genre is family / war.
That's what our
everyone's Disney favorite.
Guys, that's what the genre of our campaign is right now. Family / war.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That's not the poster I remember.
That's
but
the poster.
Okay, sorry, we're back. You rolled some dice, which
I did.
Concerning.
I rolled some initiative. You guys rolled some initiative.
You got our numbers?
Yeah, do you need our numbers?
I got them. Yep.
Okay.
Whoa.
No, good job.
So, Beetle, it's your turn. An arrow was past your head. You said, basically, we come in peace.
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
Was there any response when I said that?
You didn't hear any response.
Okay, so I want to use my perception, maybe, or maybe investigation to find out where they are.
Yeah. Give me a perception check.
Okay. I think I'm going to be good at this because of my brain perception.
Yes, your brain perception. 21. This is gonna nail it.
21. All right, so about 600 feet you see just like on
600 with an arrow.
Yeah, so
what?
You see there's like a train, like a sort of a train car with like a little like kind of almost like a sniper's nest on top of it, that's like covered with some like
some moss and
like moss and like basically there's like
camo.
A bit of cover.
Okay.
You see just like the barest glimpse of movement over there, and you think that this longbow toting sniper is
ridiculous.
Fired from that.
So
distance.
I'm gonna point out where he is to the other guys.
Okay.
And I'm gonna hit the dirt.
Okay.
On behind something, and can I pull somebody with me?
Like down onto the ground.
Yeah.
If they willingly allow themselves to be pulled prone.
Who's next? I pull a.
I'm not willing.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not willing.
Okay, I hold pull Bindle. Why don't you just willing? You're going to get hit.
I'm going to do some
no
stuff.
No way. I don't want that.
Okay, pull Bindle down with me.
All right. Of course you pull Bindle down.
Is he willing?
Yeah, Bindle falls
Bindle's
prone
willing.
With you.
It's like a cute meet, or meet cute. He's like falls on me and then we're like, oh.
Gross. And we immediately want to move away.
Yeah.
You saved me. I say, it was nothing. It was nothing. What does he say?
He's like, you saved me.
It was nothing.
Nothing.
Okay, that's my turn.
Okay. Do you move anywhere at all, or do you just drop prone, basically?
I just drop behind something. Anything that's half cover. I mean, 600 feet? That's absurd. Absolutely absurd.
Yeah. So the nearest train car to you is like about 20 feet in front of you.
Okay, in that case,
so you start crawling towards that?
Yeah. Army crawl.
All right, cool. Nara, it's your turn.
Okay. I have proficiency with the longbow, which I don't think I ever really knew before. And it has a distance of 600 feet. So I am going to
bonkers.
Take a shot.
Take a shot.
Where you saw it come from?
Yeah.
Okay. So you will have disadvantage at this range unless you have the sharpshooter trait or feat.
I have the sharpshooter.
Or use your inspiration.
I don't have inspiration.
I thought we all did.
No.
We all did.
I know. I said it at the beginning. I was trying to fool somebody. So I am going to shoot. So it's, you said it's
600.
Right?
Yeah.
Can I give you my inspiration as a gesture of goodwill between nations? Yeah.
Matt, will you allow it?
I'm going to give Nara my inspiration.
Okay.
So there is no disadvantage. Really nice. It's a gesture of goodwill between nations.
Do you want to say that one more time?
I just want to reiterate.
some have said that it's a gesture of goodwill between nations.
That's right.
Nothing like shooting back is a gesture of goodwill between nations.
Not us, of course. And the thieves. If it's a +4 or something, that's going to be the dexterity.
Roll it again, though, because you have advantage.
No,
from...
No, I don't disabled. Have advantage. That just disabled her disadvantage.
No.
That's okay.
+2, but I'm not going to get it. 12.
Unless he's naked.
So you can't really tell whether you hit or not.
There you go. Fair enough.
Yeah. You don't hear any sound. No.
Damn. Fair enough. Well, that was.
But you're not rolling damage.
Bummer.
That's worth noting.
Yeah.
You're not rolling damage.
But you know what?
I didn't know.
Sometimes it doesn't matter about the outcome as long as it's a gesture of goodwill between nations.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You can tell. In addition to being very far away, this sniper's nest has at least 3/4 cover.
Oh.
That's right. Like +4 AC or something like that.
I gotta say, that's why I didn't shoot back. I could totally hit him.
You say after you made a gesture of goodwill between nations?
Yeah.
You can't control what the other nation does, as foolish as it is.
All you can do is make a gesture of goodwill.
I have a question.
Yes.
I also have in here, I have extra attack. You can attack twice whenever you take the attack action on your turn.
This is the second
and
attack.
You may attack again.
But there's
can
still,
I shoot with my longbow again?
Is there you still can. Inspiration or is that one hit roll?
No, you had inspiration on the first attack.
I knew it. Right?
Yeah, take the lower of the two rolls.
Maybe you'll roll really good.
Whoa, okay, roll again.
17.
Does not hit.
Oh my god.
He's deep undercover.
Hiding. That was a good roll though for a disadvantage. Yeah. Damn.
That was very good.
Okay. Do you do anything else on your turn?
So hit I just want to point dirt. Out that my type, ranger type, is urban explorer. So I feel like I'm probably pretty good at hiding in this environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is an urban environment.
Dirty old junkyard.
I move to some cover.
Okay. So you can move behind cover, but you can't take a hide action
unless you have that. Move behind cover, yeah.
I mean, if you move 20 feet, there's a train car that's probably like 30 feet tall.
So the train car in front of you will give you full cover from the sniper's position.
That's where I move because I'm a smart urban explorer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So your turn ends. You hear the sound of skittering.
That sounds like a crab.
Coming from the left and the right.
Do I smell a delicious seafood boil?
Boiling.
You really do not smell a good smell.
He's raw.
Rotten by the sounds of it. What if there's zombie crabs? That's a bummer.
Oh, that is so gross.
Yeah.
And
that'd
interesting.
Be the double stinky.
It smells like the old ocean breeze. Hey, wait.
I'd eat a raw marinated crab, but probably not like marinated in its own digestive juices.
I wouldn't even eat a crab that was cooked perfectly.
You're a monster. You eat moths.
No, me in real life.
I stand by what I said.
I ate one moth. I was 12 years old.
All right. So Bindle, who is
on the ground prone,
crawls forward. Moves to the edge of the train car that's in front of you and like kind of tries to peek out. And he's like, I think I could spot him from here. So he will assist anyone who takes a shot.
Nice.
Until his next turn, he can
a little sniper spotter.
Act as a spotter and grant advantage to
as long
a
as his head
ranged
doesn't explode.
Attack.
Was it good
headshot.
That we brought Bindle with us?
Maybe it's paying off finally.
Are we falling in love with Bindle?
Somebody
well,
is.
No.
No, somebody might be.
Are we all falling in love with this bird?
Are we just
you guys,
in love with Bindle?
Are you guys also holding hands with Bindle?
Jeez, that's so crazy.
But also it's not hands, it's like their gross feet are just like clutched together.
Like those two crows, you guys see that?
Yeah,
those two crows
on a
gravestone and they're holding hands and they're like...
But it's actually they're fighting.
Yeah, they're fighting.
But
I
you
don't
guys
like
are
it.
But love and hate are two sides of the same coin. So
The train car that you're taking cover behind has a sort of a sliding door on the side that you're all taking cover behind, mm-hmm. but it looks like it is barred currently. Like there's something like bolted. There's like a bolt
oh my
keeping
God.
It shut.
Or it's filled with supplies that we need.
That are crabs.
Crab spaghetti. Crabs.
It's your turn.
Does the sound of the skittering seem like it's coming from inside the house? Like inside the train car?
Is that your brain? The house that is your body?
It does not sound
like...
You
said left and right.
It was coming from
left
the...
Left and right.
Yeah. It does not sound like...
Can we not perceive what's skittering? Is it
I said
foggy?
You didn't see what was skittering, but
you didn't
heard
see it.
It.
Yeah.
If it skitters, do we not hear
there's
it?
There's sort of a basically before you, there's all these train cars like sort of like laid out in like a, sort of cover
like
position. So it's hard to see. You don't have a full sight line of everything in front of you.
Okay. It's a bit of a
skittering
war zone.
Sounds really
it's
gross.
A bit of a war zone.
Yeah. Is it kind of like a airsoft rifle range where there's like all these like artificial...
Oh, that's exactly what I'm imagining. Okay. Yeah.
Or paintball.
Paintball, that's what I meant.
Like a Call of Duty area that you have to like
a lot of
move
bravado.
Through.
Yeah.
Going on.
Whatever, you know, if there's a Call of Duty like train yard map, this is basically
100%. Yeah. There's definitely a battlefield one that I have played.
Okay. I'm seeing it.
We're visualizing.
I don't think we have the ability to...
deal with skittering.
Do this, but what I can do is I can do an illusion cantrip to try to pull an attack. I think at 600 feet, they're unlikely.
600 feet?
That's how far away they are.
I thought that's how long you do your spell.
No. I'm just gonna do.
Do the skittering. Those.
I'm
crabs.
Gonna do an illusion of a sultry little bird doing a little sexy little walk.
We're really just nailing down those
from
bird
behind
campaign.
The train car.
You like Bugs Bunny when he pulls up.
Why do you think this person is attracted to birds?
And
he's
then
in a nest.
I can. It says like
he's in a nest. Is he not?
Why is the bird? Why is it a sexy bird?
Yeah. Because
that's what horses think about.
You're gonna distract Bindle.
I can't make both.
Bindle's like a woo.
I can't make both an image and a sound. So I have to make an image that makes no sound.
Make a sound yourself.
The clearest solution.
But I could use my voice to make a sound.
Yoo-hoo.
Yeah, let's hear your sexy bird voice.
And I say, mighty fine place to make a nest.
Yeah. That does it. That does it for me.
Yeah.
It works.
Bindle and Beetle are just...
Don't mind if I roost.
Cannot look away.
Yeah.
Are you guys both just like fluffing your feathers?
Yeah. We're poofed up.
That's my action. But as a bonus action, I'm going to start flying.
What?
So I'm staying behind the train car, but I just don't want to, it just means I'm levitating now.
You're levitating.
And I can levitate
lazy,
for 10 minutes. Well, I've got 10 minutes of it 3 times a day, so I may as well.
Big brag.
If you don't use it, you lose it. That's what I say with flying.
That's what happened with the good old Beetle over here.
My wings were clipped by nuns.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
True.
I was mutilated by the church.
Yeah.
God, that
you
I didn't use it.
They're like you get wings or you get hands. Make a call.
Yeah.
And to this day, you're not sure what you chose.
Yeah, something in between.
All right, that was my turn.
So you're all behind cover right now.
Yes, I'm
also
behind cover.
Wait, no reaction to the sexy bird.
Well, I guess we're gonna find out.
Yeah, we're gonna find out.
You don't hear or see any reaction to
There's
the
no,
sexy bird.
How long is the sexy bird being sexy?
A minute.
I think it's.
Do we not hear the audible sound of an erection?
You two.
Yeah.
Just straight to the ground.
Yeah. Typical terrain.
Ew. You guys are
no
pegged
way.
In now.
Where did you center the illusion?
Oh, 30 feet from me.
Like in what direction?
Forward
to the right?
I can kind of see it too. Like the train is right here.
Yeah.
We're behind it. The sniper's right here. And then it's like, I see the same little
I'm
map.
I'm assuming
in my head.
We dove left.
Yeah.
And then I made the illusion where we were.
I see we dove right. So
really?
That's interesting. Yeah.
Well, I made the illusion where we dove from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It walked out from behind the train car. That's a very important detail.
And walked 30 feet.
Does Mark need to roll for sexiness?
No.
Yeah. What does Horace believe is sexy is what he sees.
Oh, what a great question.
It says the creature can examine the image and determine if it's an illusion with a successful investigation check against my spell save DC.
What spell is this again?
Minor illusion.
Minor illusion.
It's a cantrip.
It's a cantrip.
It's free.
Is it a minor bird?
Yeah, but my spell save DC is
barely
15,
legal.
Wisdom 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Minor illusion only produces minors under 18.
That's you're disgusting.
Technically, no.
Nasty.
Correct the
disgusting.
Record. This is an adult illusion.
That a minor produced.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's
true.
A minor produced the illusion. That's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Matt.
All right. So, Beetle, it's your turn.
Okay. So, I mean, geez Louise, Matt, I don't have a longbow.
I know.
What am I supposed to do? Huh? What am I supposed to do? I'm just going to look up really quick. My talons. I guess what I'm going to do is I'm going to get my scimitars ready. I have two up in fighting. And I'm going to take a prepared action towards whatever scuttling, skittering along. As soon as we see it, unless it's like a baby or like a doe.
All right.
Or a baby lamb, maybe. All right. I'm going to kill it.
All right. So anything you see that is not a baby, a doe, or a baby lamb, you will kill.
Or like has a baby's breath in its hair, like sprigs of it.
A baby, a doe, a baby lamb, or anything with baby's breath.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I haven't thought of baby's breath in forever.
Cherubs
as
well.
Did you say a baby bird?
Not a baby
sexy
bird.
Baby
You're
bird?
Okay with that?
I'm not going to kill that thing.
How sexy
okay. I love it.
How sexy is the baby bird?
It's like gross. Okay, that's it. Okay, done.
All right.
And that's going to be two weapon fighting. Whoosh, whoosh.
And Nera, it's your turn.
So I'm now 20 feet closer to the shooter.
Yes.
Okay. Regardless, I am going to shoot.
Okay.
Again.
It's 580
Bindle's
feet.
Spotting
but
for
Bindle's
you.
Spotting for me.
Yes. So he will give you advantage, which will cancel out your range disadvantage.
Oh, Bindle.
So this will do nothing.
Well, it means you just get one shot, one kill.
Yeah. One shot, one kill.
Nope, not on that one. But I get to do it twice.
A second
so
shot.
So first one's a miss for sure.
Okay. Does Bindle help for both or just
or
one?
10,
he'll
yes.
help for both, oh. but he can just help one person.
Come on, baby.
18.
Nice.
You clip the bottom part of the sniper nest's cover.
Ooh, okay.
I think 19's the AC.
But when you peek out to take the shot, an arrow starts flying towards you.
Oh, shit.
With a readied shot.
Does it hit me?
We'll find out.
I'm offended.
I'm offended too.
You discover that this arrow that has hit you seems to be coated in acid.
Jesus.
Oh, that's
not
sad.
A good feeling.
It's so, not a good feeling.
Does it bore a hole?
Understatement
well,
of the air.
I will tell you. So you are going to suffer.
I'm suffering.
12 points of piercing damage.
Cool.
Plus.
Brain damage?
That's chill out.
just give him some options.
It's too many dice.
That's so many dice.
Plus 16 points of acid damage.
So what was that? 12 in acid?
Yeah. 28? 12 piercing and 16 acid.
28.
Are you done?
Your armor class is eroded for the time being, so you lose 2 points of armor class until you are able to clean this acid off your armor.
Which means your AC is...
like 10.
Bitch.
You don't have any armor equipped?
I have a cool leather outfit because I'm a cool leather girl.
Well... It starts eating away.
How much armor do you have? You just wear
you
leather?
You brought this on me, Mark. You could have not criticized what I was wearing, and now I'm going to get even more damage.
Wait, do you just have basic leather armor?
The short answer is yeah.
Okay, so you have 11 armor class, is that right?
12.
Remember how I was going to buy stuff, but it was too expensive?
How much dexterity do you have?
Why am I being bullied right now?
Is just direct questions?
Oh, my God. I don't know. 13?
Mine just says leather light armor. That's what mine says.
Okay,
is that your
cool.
says, Joe?
I don't know. I didn't see any
it's
armor,
10
but
pounds.
I know I have
All
leather
right, so
on.
The amount
yeah,
of
leather,
your armor, class has been reduced below the amount of armor that your armor provides, which means your armor has been destroyed.
I have studded leather armor that you can have after this.
The size of a small boy?
Well, it's actually pretty... It's pretty over... grown on me at this point.
Okay.
Like I'm barely fitting in it.
Are you shrinking?
No, it's just like I don't have a like I have a wide torso that fills it out.
Bobby Hill.
But it kind of hits like the top
Got
of
it.
My knees.
Got it. Okay. Awesome. So I'll turn my leather armor off.
You just like ditch it?
Yeah.
It's destroyed.
So what does that bring my armor class down to? Just 10, right?
10 plus your dex bonus.
Okay, so 11 still. Okay.
Head back in. Stab.
Thanks, Horace, for mentioning my outfit.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Cool, guys. I slink back behind the car.
The skittering grows louder as two crab monsters approach from either side.
Oh, get out. Oh, you have a ready to action.
Whoever charges first, I will hit.
All right. So the crab monster that's coming from the left that is going for Nera.
Wonderful.
You can
There's no baby's
it.
Breath on that thing, right?
There is no baby's breath on this crab.
Sorry, was the discussion that if it had baby's breath, you were not going to attack it?
Correct.
That's correct.
But there's a field of baby's breath over there.
This one has not picked that up, fortunately.
Yeah. Any being that would recognize the beauty of that landscape beetle doesn't want to kill.
No.
This tells me a lot about you, that you think baby's breath is a beautiful flower.
Is Nerid within 5 feet of that little creature for sneak attack?
Yes.
Okay, good. I get an extra 4d6 of damage if I hit. All right, here we go.
I swear to God, if this thing cuts me in half.
I'm going to use lucky to reroll. First one sucked balls. 20 for the first. To hit.
Yeah, 20's a hit.
Thank God.
It's a hit.
It's a crab, for God's sake.
So 10 plus 4... Stand by.
Who has boiling water?
46. So 10 plus.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you love when I... 7. So 27 damage on the first hand.
Oh, hell yeah.
See, that's guys?
A big hit.
That is a big hit.
Big hit for a big guy. 15 is for the second. I miss that one.
15 to hit.
You hit.
All right. Shit. And 5 for the second one. So.
That's a good turn.
I got over 30.
Yeah, that's good.
How much damage was that total?
31, I think.
I'm counting 32.
32.
27 plus 5.
Oh, there you go. Thank
that's
you very much.
That's the math. Yeah. Nailed it.
Very good. So that crab monster is going to attack you, Beetle.
I'd like to see him try. I'm watching it. Watching it happen.
This is a 17 to hit.
Wow. Fuck. It's a hit.
You take 7 bludgeoning damage.
It's okay.
And you are grappled.
With one claw?
In the pincher, yeah.
You're going to cut me in half. I don't want to be cut in half.
I know,
tell him to squeeze. Say, I dare you.
Do it. Pull the trigger. I got nothing to live for.
You're so much feathers, though. I'm sure squeezing you is, like, confusing.
He's going to clip my wings again. Oh, maybe it'll work this time.
On the other side of the train car, the other crab is going to go for Horace.
Oh, kid. I'm not looking good.
You're flying, though. Horace is levitating.
Yeah, I'm flying. How high is this crab?
He's 18 hands, 19
he's
hands.
He's a large
He's the biggest crab horse.
Like the biggest horse. Yeah.
He's big enough to grab
you'd
it.
You'd have to fly over the train okay. car. To
no, I'm not doing it.
Get away from him.
No. You can't make me.
This is a 23 to hit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Cash hit.
All right, so you take 13 bludgeoning, and you're grappled.
Okay. I can deal with that.
Oh my God, hey. You could barely deal with that. Why are you so injured?
I
got hit with like 50, like the cloud.
Oh,
the cloud
right.
breath.
So I'm going to look at Horace and I'm gonna be like, hey, because we're both grappled.
I'm not like you.
Look at us.
I'm not
just
like
couple
you.
Just a couple of buddies getting grappled by crabs. Come on.
It's a lot. It's funny, right?
It's a fun moment. Bonding.
Bindle is going to see two members of the party be attacked, and he is going to pull out a dagger that he had nestled between his feathers. He's going to try and stab the crab.
He looked over his whole body.
Yeah, we missed that. What else did we miss?
Who does he save? Me or Horace?
He's trying to save Beetle.
Well, of course.
Wow,
well,
really?
Let's be real.
They're reciprocated love.
It's tactical proof. Because that crab is more damaged. I understand.
It's proof.
He misses.
Well, come on. Don't you have two hits? A single dagger? He doesn't love me that much if he's rolling a d4 only.
Yeah.
Does he get sneak attack? I'm missing 5 feet.
Well, it doesn't give him advantage.
Well, you're so critical of your boyfriend.
You rolled very poorly, unfortunately.
You fucking idiot.
God damn it, Bindle.
Why do you have a second weapon? I know we took everything off you, we thought.
Yeah. Matt, can I
maneuver? Just for emergency. This is barely a weapon.
Can I maneuver my secret dagger down my leg with my other foot and then grab it and throw it to him?
Since when did you have a secret dagger?
I've always had it. It's been...
And how are you moving your feet in this regard?
It's like stuck. It's like with like an old timey.
Is it in your prison purse?
In your boot?
Pocket?
It's like a holster on my upper thigh.
You don't have thighs, I can tell you that.
You do chicken thighs.
We've seen your body.
Chicken thighs.
You think chicken. Yeah, I guess they do have thighs. I'll give you that.
They're meaty and delicious.
You do not look like a meaty bird.
Well, underneath it all, I'm a
little
bit
stringy.
Weird. Yeah, gross and stringy.
So I can't do that, you're saying?
No, you are grappled. Horace, it is your turn.
All right. I'm grappled, but I'm able to cast spells. Is that right?
That's correct.
Your mouth is fully open.
My mouth is fully agape. And I look deep into the crab's eyes.
Okay.
And I cast polymorph.
Ooh.
That's a wisdom saving throw. I'm going to polymorph it into a tiny crab.
So there's a... And a tiny little crab, you are dropped onto the ground, and a tiny little crab is next to you.
I put it in my pocket.
Okay, remember, it's going to get
big
at some point.
1 hour. I have to keep concentration, though.
You got to pop that little... Anyways, that's exciting. Okay, good job.
Don't eat it.
Good job.
We need a name for this crab. We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk
about poly, because it's in your pocket.
That's a good start.
Yeah, good start.
Let's lock it in for now.
Polly the crab. Polly the pocket crab.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too.
But it's like Polly.
Polly. Yeah, like, yeah, got it.
Yeah, I'm into it.
All right, Beetle, it's your turn.
Okay, so I'm going to attack once again with two hands. And Nera's with Soul within 5 feet, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm.
So the first hit is 17. That's a hit.
That's a hit, yeah.
Your Honor. You better fucking say that's a hit.
Yeah.
Decision made.
So let me just quickly do some sneak attack. So 20 damage on my first hit.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
And the second hit is a 13.
To hit.
That's a miss.
Okay. So yeah, just a hit. So I only did 20 damage.
Okay.
I'm not trying to get it free. I'm just going to kill this thing before it snaps me in half.
Yeah.
You think it will disembowel me?
No. I can only hope.
Well,
brutal.
Just a bowel full of dust.
Nera, it's your turn.
Turn to the crab and I attack it with my short sword.
Which crab? Okay. Me the or Bindles?
You think I'm putting
the one in my pocket?
Polly?
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
Polly? Polly's a pet now.
Hey, leave Polly out of this.
Polly.
You start going after your horse with a look in your eye. You're like, ugh.
right in my pocket.
I'm hungry.
So first hit, no. 7. Okay. So I'm going to short sword it again, or do I have to use a different weapon?
You can use the same weapon again.
I will do it again.
I just want to see if you like everybody likes me more than 20. Horace.
That's a hit.
Okay.
So far, yeah.
7 damage.
All right. So you slide your short sword right under a piece of his
armor.
Chitinous armor.
Nice.
And you see this, like, the eyes roll back in its head and it starts to gurgle. Little tentacles under its mandibles start to wriggle. And it loosens its grip on Beetle and then falls over to the ground dead.
Thank you.
Very nice. Yay.
Does it smell like it's a zombie, or could we eat this?
It does not smell of the sea.
The ocean isn't around here.
There's no ocean around here.
You know what? We're not eating these. I'm sad about it, but
rancid.
If we cook it.
This is like a factory created.
You have Polly, so we can decide.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I've done then.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me kill it.
Thank you.
I think we should take a short rest back here.
Well, we're getting shot at.
You have a fucking crab in your pocket.
Okay, well, maybe we could eat the crab first.
Well, no. If you eat the crab, if you damage it at all, it will turn back into the big crab.
Can we?
What if it's in your belly?
It'll burst out of your body if you eat it.
Is that true of polymorph?
If you swallow it whole.
So if a creature that is polymorphed is reduced to 0 hit points, any leftover damage that was dealt is dealt to the creature's regular hit point pool, and then it returns to its normal form.
So we need a pot large enough.
That's what I was thinking. A pool that we've like heated in.
Oh.
Yeah.
You could just like throw
it. That's inconvenient.
No.
What?
A train car sealed up.
Oh.
Light a fire under it because there's a distance.
You're right.
We're not going to
get in the water.
Traveling crab oil.
Okay.
Do any of you have the ability to conjure water in large volumes?
Maybe.
No.
Let me see. Don't say no so fast.
We can make so many friends with the giant crab oil.
We weren't going to eat this, remember? It's dank.
Well, we're talking about options.
No.
We're talking about options.
I can't make that much
you
water.
You can actually put, Matt, the current train car behind is sealed from the inside, correct?
Is there
can we just shove through a hole and just like...
You're on board.
We'll just put it in there.
Well,
I don't want to eat it.
Just drop Polly in there and then leave me.
Oh, fair.
So there's like a padlock on the door of this.
Just pop him in.
A padlock's not really gonna keep him in, is it?
Maybe.
What's the strength? I try to open it with my hands.
It is very heavy duty.
Thick.
I know padlocks.
I'm not strong enough.
Padlock. Won't be. All right. Well, either way, we have to deal with this sniper.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm in no shape to be dealing with the sniper.
Belly crawling towards
hands.
Your thing.
I can healing hand.
Okay,
you.
Healing hands me would be really wonderful right now.
Are we still doing initiative turns?
We're all hiding behind the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I will healing hands.
Healing
later.
Hands me.
Later.
And then I'm going to try to find a hatch in the top of the train car, drop Polly in. We'll
any
come
hole.
Back later.
Any hole will do.
So you climb
not
on top of the train car and try and drop it in?
Well, I'm going to wait for the healing hands because I expect myself to potentially be shot.
Healing hands, I assume, is an action, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Do it now.
I can't. I already did my action.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You used your turn to kill
the... We cycle around then. We cycle.
Okay.
So you cycle around. So you get healing hands.
I'm healing hands you. So you get 7 hit points.
That's amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's okay.
Okay. I'm feeling a lot better.
What have you done, sir?
Excuse me.
You're healing hands your boyfriend, right. I'll tell you that.
Can Bindle run decoy?
Why?
What do you mean? He's acrobatic.
He's gonna run like a chicken with no head. Just like
that's fine. Just do one lap. Well, just one lap around the train car.
If we cycle again, I have a spell that can help.
Cycle.
You want Bindle to run out to another train car and try and draw the fire away?
Yeah. So that I can drop Polly into the train car.
I don't like that plan.
I don't know about this.
You have to give a persuasion roll.
Okay. Let me try to talk to him here.
Okay. I'll do it. How about I do it?
How about I do it?
I can do it. No problem.
You know, well, I have pass without trace.
Oh no, we want them to shoot us though.
Yeah, so we want them to shoot.
Unless we all pass without trace. Is what Stacey's saying.
Okay,
well, I can pass all of us without trace.
So while they're having that conversation, I talk to Bindle I say, "Look, it's we really everybody's been hurt except you, Bindle." And I'm gonna roll persuasion.
Are we sucking the life out of him?
19.
All right. Yeah, I'll do it.
It's no, about Bindle. Splitting the damage.
Bindle, we can pass without trace. Don't be an idiot. Don't be a hero.
We got to deal with this crab. I don't want to get eaten by the crab.
We'll just put the crab.
What crab? The crabs are dead.
In my pocket.
He's got the one in his pocket. Polly.
Just put in a hole somewhere and leave it.
Put in a hole somewhere.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do.
Throw it up to...
Mm-mm.
Wait a minute.
Crabs have like one hit point. This crab is so small it has one hit point. If it falls too far, it turns into a big crab again.
Okay, so how far is Bindle having to go?
I've got an idea.
What?
Wait, do I have an idea? I'm going to roll and see if I have an idea. Nah, my brain is filled with straw.
You guys...
I had one, but it went away.
Wait, how far is Bindle having to go to put this crab somewhere?
Quick thing.
But let me ask this question. Okay. It's relevant. Okay. How far does Bindle have to go to put a crab in a hole?
I mean, I can find a hole real close if we
want to put
a
crab
in
a hole.
Put it in there, Bindle.
Bindle, it will just tear you apart in an hour's time.
Yeah, it looks delicious, but it's going to explode.
But that hour would be quite something.
But it's so little. It's the size of like a little loony.
You're convincing him the other direction.
Yeah, I know. It's true. Okay, Horace, in your discussions, where were you planning on having Bindle take this crab? How far away
was that? No, I just wanted Bindle to run between the train cars to distract the...
But
Nera
has pass without trace, and so
I have pass without trace,
go.
So we can go, and then we can throw the crab into one of the train cars.
I'm just saying, Bindle hasn't been injured yet.
I think throwing, and you don't have to get injured just to be a part of the team.
I have some.
It's like a requirement. It's so mean.
It's like getting a tattoo.
Yeah, like the Fellowship of the Ring. We all have to get it. Bindle, so sorry. What were you saying?
Well, I don't remember.
Jesus.
I'm sure it wasn't important.
That's your boyfriend.
Oh, no, that's your boyfriend. I'm going to shake Bindle just a little bit, see if he remembers. Come on, Bindle.
A soft shake.
Give him a kiss.
Give me a kiss.
No. A deep romantic
like a toad.
Memory.
Persuasion roll here.
I'm not going to kiss him.
You're
going
to have to beat my persuasion roll. Heads up.
You got 19? Jesus. Why would I have
you
to?
You have lucky.
Yeah, but I'm not going to use all of them just for shits. And I got 18. But why would I have to beat yours? It's not like we're asking him to do opposite things.
You got 18?
Yeah. I bet if you had got 18.
I remember. I was going to say I have some twine, but I don't remember what it was for.
Why does Matt think this will help us? We could lower the crab into a hole. I mean.
Do we have to dig a hole?
I think we should just put it inside of a train car and just close the door. The crab can't like open doors. It doesn't have fingers.
I was going to try to get in the train car, but the door is locked and I can't get the
lock.
Is there
no holes or windows?
Vents. Yeah, windows.
There's no windows.
What about if we go on the top of it, I guess.
If I go on the top, then I'm vulnerable to sniper fire.
But again, is the top of the train car more than 30 feet above us?
I'm flying.
No.
Answer my question.
Jesus.
It's not more than 30 feet now.
Okay. So if I do pass without trace, it's within 30 feet of me.
Oh, I see.
There we go.
You don't even have to move.
Okay.
All right. Do it.
Do it.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to cast pass without trace for all of us.
Okay.
For the duration, each creature you choose within 30 feet of you, including me, has a plus 10 bonus to dexterity checks and can't be tracked except by magical means. A creature that receives this bonus leaves no tracks or other traces of its passage.
That's amazing.
All right.
That's perfect.
Okay. So you pass without trace.
Yes.
And you all start to proceed forward, try to sneak towards the sniper.
First, Horace is a little...
So I'm just trying to drop Polly inside a train car first before we advance.
Right. Okay.
So I fly up to the top of the train car within 30 feet of Nera.
Looking for a hole.
Spotting a hole.
Classic hole search.
Just a little hole.
Give me a perception check.
Tiny little hole.
This is not my forte.
I mean, it could be a bolt that got loose.
7.
You do not spot any nearby holes.
I'm gonna spider climb up to Horace. I see that he's having a hard time.
Well, I'm just gonna tell you there's no holes,
still had to roll your stealth rolls though, right? With Pass Without Trace.
Yeah. We haven't.
But plus 10.
It's just plus 10.
Roll that.
Yeah, shit. Plus 10, you say?
Yeah.
28.
Okay.
28.
You looked at me like you were just copying me. What did you roll?
What did you actually? Oh no, yeah, 28. She got 28. 28. Yeah.
Your eyes were darting back and forth like you were guilty.
Plus 10 was the challenge in this.
Oops.
It was like plus 7, sure.
It was a hard math, okay? A hard time.
All right.
What does Stacey get?
Beetle, you come up.
Oh, you're not coming
up. I'm still behind the train car, yeah.
I'm convinced there's no holes, but go ahead.
Look, if I'm good at one thing, it's finding a hole.
Jesus.
Okay?
You and Bindle are okay, what's quite your, a pair.
Give me a perception check.
What's your perception check?
I'm going to have to use lucky on that one.
Oh, my God.
I got 12.
You don't spot any holes.
I told you there's no holes.
There's no holes.
If we move closer to the sniper, what if we chuck the
Nara,
crab
do you
want to
come
there?
Up and see if there's holes?
Yeah, I'll go
there's
up and
there's railings you could
climb. And I look to see what the hole situation is.
Jesus.
Am I investigating?
Yeah.
Perception. No. We're confident Jesus. There's no holes.
There's no holes, Nara.
There's no point in you looking.
No, there's no holes.
14.
You can confirm there are no holes.
There's not a hole here. Bindle?
Look, Bindle, come on up.
This is like this is like one of those basements full of toxic gas and everyone goes in one after another and like dies. Yeah, yeah.
What was your stealth roll, by the way?
Oh, I haven't rolled it yet. Yeah, sorry.
Plus 10.
We're really testing fate here.
We're all on top of it.
22.
Okay.
That's great.
So Bindle climbs up top to do his hole examination.
Yeah.
And an arrow comes whizzing towards him.
Use your fingers, Bindle.
Yeah, pry.
Did Bindle not plus 10?
He did.
What a dumb dog.
He rolled a very, very bad roll.
Regardless, look, does he see
a hole?
Looking
for
let's
holes.
Just leave the crab. Okay, it's gonna be an hour. We'll be out of here. Let's not
do this. Leave the crab.
Just leave it on top of the thing, and then.
Oh my god.
Or on the ground.
That's where they're most advantageous.
But wait, does Bindle see a hole?
He does not.
Okay, let's just honestly.
Let's
please.
Advance. Why don't we throw? This is a crazy idea.
If you throw it, it'll immediately turn
that's
back into a
crab. That's what I just said.
Oh, at the sniper?
Yeah.
You cannot throw.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Oh, that's a great
600
idea.
600 feet? That's
what
insane.
I said.
That was your idea? No, you just thought it and then you forgot.
Oh my god,
it.
I have a better idea. Holy shit. Bindle, let's attach the crab with twine to your longbow arrow and shoot it at the guy.
Yeah, let's move closer.
That's it.
Let's do this.
No, we're under 600 feet now.
No,
well,
are we?
Always
no,
at, we were already under
okay,
600 feet.
Let's do it. That's
but
such
I still
a good
think
idea.
Okay,
so we're going
to
advance.
Move closer to improve my
so you're
accuracy.
Gonna you're going to tie the crab.
Was this your idea,
yeah.
Bindle?
Yeah, I forgot about it. But I'm glad you got there.
You're so smart.
Because I never would have remembered.
Okay, so we really tie it well.
Okay,
to
you're going
to
need Bindle
arrow.
To spot for you.
Yeah. Bindle's spotting.
Yeah.
All right.
And we move 30 feet closer in
sure.
our shroud
so
of
so that
stuff.
You don't have disadvantage, right?
It won't make a big difference, but...
Okay, well then, yeah. Well, you know what? No, I'm going
to
stay on the top of the thing then, because that's
okay.
probably will make
yeah.
a difference.
Yeah, you'll need to get like 400
cool
feet closer
idea.
To get rid of the disadvantage.
Wait, but so. We right. can get 400 feet closer. Couldn't we?
I mean, over time. Because we can
it's only
move
Bindle getting
30
shot
at a time, right?
Yeah. I'll protect
them. Well, 15 if you're still stealthy.
So 15 at a time.
It's a lot of turns.
How long do we have passed without trace?
An hour. Isn't it?
I don't know.
Let's take 20 minutes and get closer.
Let's do it. Let's take 20 minutes and get closer.
Okay, we take 20 minutes to get closer.
Okay.
So now we get advantage as a spotter.
Well, once you've moved 450 feet closer.
Well, come on. I can.
Well, let's do the math.
We can't hand wave through that, though.
Let's do the math.
You have to traverse terrain that's loaded with
okay.
who knows what.
I'm an urban explorer.
We're passing without trace.
Yeah, that's great.
And Bindle is a light little bird. I'm carrying Bindle.
Does pass without trace mean you don't trigger traps?
It means you don't leave footprints.
What does it say?
It doesn't say.
It just says a creature that receives this bonus leaves no tracks or other traces of its passage.
Perfect.
That sounds like you don't trigger
traps. So you all begin to stealthily move towards the sniper's nest in the train yard.